Hello and welcome to Scale Right, a weekly podcast focused on helping you build your small business or professional practice, expand your profits, create more value for your customers or clients, and liberate yourself from the daily pressures of growing your small business or practice. My name is Kanayo Eruchalo and I'm your host. The strategies I share with you in this podcast have been proven in over 400 different industries. They're simple, straightforward, and they'll work for you no matter what kind of small business you may have. One of the most powerful methods of growing customers you have available to your business or professional practice is the proper use of qualified lists. You may not recognize it, but it's very easy to identify specific people or businesses and key decision makers at those businesses who are more likely than not to be the primary target audience for your product or service. Now, these days, these lists are readily available, but most people don't even begin to explore how they can access them. So in this episode, I'm going to tell you a very different approach to accessing qualified customer lists, and one that very few people that I've ever talked to seem to understand. And then I'll share with you some actual stories of how businesses similar to yours have enjoyed enormous success by incorporating qualified list marketing into their marketing mix. First, let's look at whom. Let's say you want to reach very highly defined people, maybe computer department heads, or marketing managers, or human resource managers. Ask yourself, who else are my prospective customers or clients buying from before they typically buy my product or service? What other products or services go along with my product or service? What do they buy after they buy my product or service? Usually, when you identify the answers to these questions, you'll come up with a generic answer. In other words, a type of product or a type of service. Then all you have to do is take those answers and identify specific names and addresses and email addresses and phone numbers of the companies who are providing those kinds of products and services and who are not in direct competition to you. Call and or contact the owners or the highest level decision makers at those companies and work out an arrangement where those companies will share with you, for some sort of a share of the profits or fee, the names of their customers and their prospects. Remember, don't be at all unwilling to receive the names of unconverted prospects, people they've not yet sold, because the names they furnish you with will be one of the highest valued prospect lists you'll ever get your hands on. Now, here are a few examples of professionals who've successfully used this method to grow their practice. A chiropractor targeted the 50 primary personal injury lawyers in his marketing area. And every month for the next year, he sent a letter to every one of those lawyers telling them about what he specialized in, telling about cases he worked on, suggesting ways the lawyers might be more effective in court trials they were doing and in suits they were filing. Within a matter of 9 months, he picked up 15 of those 50 lawyers. I repeat myself, 15 of those 50 lawyers as clients, and his practice tripled. An interior designer who specialized in redesigning retail storefronts targeted all the owners of every major chain of retail stores in the UK. There were approximately 100 of them. She decided to write them a letter every month for 1 year, sharing with them her insights on how to make retail stores more attractive, how to keep customers in those stores for a longer period of time, how to make the stores more inviting, and how to psychologically make the customers more comfortable and more attached to their store and their offering. After mailing that target list for not quite a year, she added 10 big chains to her clientele, and it added over £1 million a year in additional design fees to their revenue. A physiotherapist built a successful physiotherapy practice through a simple process that began by first identifying the 1,200 primary physicians and chiropractors in all of their marketing area, who are most likely to be in the position to have the right kind of patients and the right kind of motivation and the right kind of conditions to refer physiotherapy patients to their practice. They then took that prospect list and systematically mail them and call them and mail them and call them over a period of approximately 1 year. They picked up over 400 of those 1,200 physicians and chiropractors as referring partners, and the list keeps growing and growing. Unless you think this only works for professionals, let me end this session with one business-to-business example. We know a company who sold legal firms business-to-business. They found that when they identified the names of executive assistants to the upper-level senior execs, you know, the senior, the executive director, the managing director, or the chairperson, and they targeted these executive assistants instead of targeting the execs themselves, their sales doubled. How did they do it? They got a list of subscribers to a key executive assistant trade publication, and they mailed those people a letter, and they followed it up with a phone call. That one change, instead of mailing a letter just to the execs, changing their strategy and mailing now to the PAs of those execs, doubled the response from the same effort. So, how many different ways can you use qualified mailing lists to improve the effectiveness and multiply the results and successes in your business or professional practice? If you think about it, you find that there are loads and loads of ways. So go ahead, find creative ways to apply this method in your business this week, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Bye for now.